Twice a month, the Thursday Night Fishing Club celebrates the angler's art at a restaurant on the old Mandrell family estate in Tennessee called Fontenelle. Die-hard fishermen, old-time country music fans, and lovers of farm-to-fork southern cooking school up at feeding time to sample the chef's fish special and catch the floor show. The house band reels in Grand Ole Opry greats to sing along and spin a few yarns. Only a Game's Kim Green weighs in.
Dear Only a Game, I never thought this would happen to me. 2 years ago, you sent me to the Women's Bassmaster Tour, and I caught a fish. It was a fantasy come true.
You do have a fish,
I do. It's a fish.
Yes.
I thought I was caught.
I thought you did. You didn't even know you were
there. I didn't even know.
You go, girl. See?
I got hooked. And now, here I am in White's Creek, Tennessee, with a room full of fellow fish lovers, limiting out on a plate full of trout. Meanwhile, the Thursday Night Fishing Club band churns out as guttural hits.
Yeah, but Papa was a fishing man. Papa was a fishing man. Loved his cars and his steel guitars. Papa was a fishing man. Ooh, yeah, fishing man.
Singer-songwriter and dedicated angler Gary Schiebler has been singing and recording fishing songs for almost 10 years. He says fishing and making music go hand in hand. But when I ask him what the connection is, he initially flounders.
Well, I'm not sure. That's. See, you got me. You stumped me completely. I'm speechless. For a New Yorker, that's impossible. But let me think about that. What is this? Repeat the question to me. Maybe if you repeat the question to me, I'll come up with something.
What is the connection between fishing and music?
I still don't know.
Actually, it's pretty clear what the connection is for Schiebler. He loves songwriting and performing, and he loves long, lazy days wetting a line in lakes or streams. He's not alone. Lots of Nashville musicians have doubled as anglers, or vice versa. Greats like Mel Tillis and Bobby Bear.
Take me out on the water. Put a fishing rod in my hand. Take me out on the water. Put a fishing rod in my hand.
Schiebler spawned this bi-monthly event in January at the Farmhouse Restaurant at Fontenelle. He's already lured Bobby Bear and a few other Opry Star fishermen to play a set or two. Schiebler hopes they'll chum the water for old-school country fans who want to hear their heroes work a small room.
Thank you all for being here. Hope you enjoy it.
As Opry legend Jan Howard takes the stage, a sea of faces lights up, feet and fingers tap, and a few couples start two-stepping.
Hit me a B-flat. Well, my heart skips a beat when we walk down the street. I feel a trembling in my knees.
Howard's an angler, for applause. For trout, not so much. A veteran outdoors woman, she loves snow skiing, golfing, and flying small planes, but she's never been fishing.
When I left the Ozarks, I got married when I was barely 15. And I had more things to do. I had three little boys before I was 21, and I had more things to do than think about going fishing.
The energetic 80-year-old says she's willing to give it a try, but she didn't come here for the fishing. For her, the night is a throwback to 50 years ago, when she once visited the Mandrells as a young singer-songwriter. A time when fellow artists used to gather for an intimate evening of music-making and camaraderie.
And that's when friends got together. And of course, most of our friends were all musicians, artists, whatever. And you come to the house and everybody just naturally sit around, pick and sing. And that's what she did.
Even the food here seems to evoke a bygone era. Farmhouse restaurant manager Parker Baggett says buying fresh meat and produce from local farmers rekindles a sense of community that often gets lost in the modern world.
You know, we're out here in a rural setting, and, you know, we just believe in sort of stepping back in time. We're not doing anything hip or trendy. It's about slowing things down and doing it an old-fashioned kind of way.
Take me as I am, or let me go.
lilies never grow on stalks of clover. Take me as I am, or let me go.
As Gary Schiebler and Jan Howard and a band of veteran sidemen wade into their final set, a mix of rock and country classics, I realize the Phish songs are a red herring. This night isn't about fishing so much as it's about storytelling and nostalgia. During a break, Schiebler casts about for folks in the crowd who've got a fish tale to share.
I guess my fondest fishing memory is fishing at my granddaddy's pond.
My fondest fishing memory got to be going to Alaska with my dad.
Just went and stood on the bank early one morning, mist just rising up off the water. It was a beautiful sunrise.
Flew in on a float plane, spent 2 days out there, and we actually more or less got skunked.
And we fished over the dam. That's where I caught my first fish.
And had never been bass fishing in my life. And I threw that thing out there and caught bass after bass after bass.
Caught one salmon. We grilled that up, and it was the best salmon I've ever had.
And that was my favorite fishing memory.
And I've been hooked ever since. That's my favorite fishing memory.
As the night spools out, it finally dawns on Schiebler what it is that connects the parallel threads of songwriting and fishing in his life. It's about anticipation, mystery, and hope. It's the feeling that the next song or the next cast is going to bring that one big hit.
You never know. It could turn on a dime. You could be out on the water fishing all day and not get a bite, and then all of a sudden you hook something and it's a fish of a lifetime.
I'm still hoping to tie into another big bass like my first one, or write the next bestseller. I'm thinking Eat, Pray, Fish. Until then, I'm Kim Green, stringing for Only a Game in White's Creek, Tennessee.
It's the Thursday night fishing club. Ain't no dues or fees. Miss got brand new carpets, so wipe them shoes off if you please. Meet Dry Sack Jack, Slippery Pete, and maybe Jerry Reed. The Thursday night fishing club, pretty good company.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is John Parati. Our intern is Mark Filippino. We had help from Emiko Tamagawa. Our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To view Kim Green's Thursday Night Fishing Club photo gallery, subscribe to the Only a Game podcast, or listen to archived shows and stories, please visit our website, onlyagame.org. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game Radio. Our final word comes from Watson, who loved this year's Super Bowl haiku so much that he has submitted one of his own.
Beware, human bards. A grand new intelligence now writes the poems.
Not a single reference to the Super Bowl. What a hack. I'm Bill Littlefield. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
You meet Dry Sack Jack, Jimmy Johnson, and maybe Jerry Reed. Thursday night, fishing club, pretty good company. The Thursday night, fishing club, pretty good company.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at mecfound.org. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need, on the web at rwjf.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.